And we're back.
Welcome.
And
back.
Welcome back. So you guys know. Did I say that? Yeah, okay.
So you guys know, yeah.
It's Labor Day weekend. So for those who work during the year, congratulations, kick back, relax. For those who didn't, do not celebrate this weekend.
Well, I also work during the year and still have to work on Monday, so what do you have to say about that?
I say good for you. You're being a good citizen, working hard for what you want to get.
Yeah,
to
come visit me at Peter's, get your drink on while you're off.
Yeah, Peter's is awesome. Love that place. Always love the place. We just posted our 40th episode, so that's pretty freaking cool.
Yes, this will be number 41.
Yeah. So, what else are we going to talk about here? So, fantasy football started. I do another draft Tuesday evening. Football is coming up on Thursday.
First game is
Bucks and Cowboys. All
right.
So let's hope for like a tie or something.
All right, let's buck and boys.
Sure, what the fuck to do with that?
Buck and boys.
But yeah. So.
Cavaliers.
Airball.
Well, I said so Buck boys.
We the butt boys.
Buck boys, like so the Buccaneers. And the Cowboys, so the Buck Boys, or the Cowaneers.
I'm going to go off the deep end on that one if I keep talking.
Sorry.
Yeah, because I don't really like either team.
Other than sports, but what's going on?
Any hues. So I work for Brad today, and shout out to PDF, still a great place to take your car for your performance needs.
Yeah, and that's not an attachment for your email.
No, it's a it's New Providence area is where he's at. Well, yeah, so
PDF stands
performance
for
design fabrication.
There we go.
So while I was there today, Brad shared with me something his mom sent him. It has to do now before, you know, when I say this, just pump your brakes on it. Don't get too excited. Just gonna touch on it. We're not gonna dive into this, but it mentions about this vaccination issue, which is an issue. Everybody talking about it. Some people want it. Some people say they don't want it. Okay.
I really thought you were just about to say a car thing.
Well, I could do that too, and you also get in a whole bunch of, you know, more talking about that.
Okay. So
anyway, the video that his mom sent him that he played for me today, that I also played for Sherry earlier. And I'm gonna read it word for word. It says, and I'm not gonna play it. I'm just gonna let you guys look it up. But it's Trump's doctor, Vladimir Zelenko, talked to Israeli politicians and health minister about vaccine. I'm not going to dive, like I said, I'm not going to dive in too hard. Neither of us will.
Sum it up, don't do it.
Yeah, my opinion would be the same.
Especially if you're pregnant or plan on being.
Get the vaccine, but before you turn us off, give it a listen. And just, you know,
yeah,
just
pause
check
right
it out.
Now. Go listen to it.
And then let us know, hey, is this shitty information? Is it true? Whatever you can gather from it. But like I said, I just want to touch on it. We don't want to dive into too many things here on this episode or any of our episodes that are just going to call. We're just here to talk. And I don't want to cause any problems with anything.
Joe had mentioned earlier that he was on Facebook. Somebody had posted something about how everyone needs to get vaccinated, and you kind of
had an argument with them.
Had an argument.
And I got a little heated, and I apologize because I went a little too far. But
yes, I'm glad that you apologize though, because some people don't. But that I told him that I don't like. It is those people that do that, like. If somebody posts something about them, everybody else wanting to be vaccinated, that's on them. Let them post. They're trying to get a reaction, I feel like. And also, that's their opinion.
For instance, if
we're going to push somebody else's opinion on everybody else to make it one opinion, it boggles me. It's like Jehovah's Witnesses. Sorry, I had to kill a lantern fly.
Hell yeah, on that. Killing the lantern flies. End of what you said.
It's like Jehovah's Witnesses or people that are always religious people that are trying to push their religion on anybody else. Why can't you just have your religion, abide by it, and that's you. That's you. That's on you. Why do you gotta push it on other people? Like, let us make our own fucking decisions. We have our own reasonings why or why not we do things.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, like, if you
just shut the fuck up. Like, you just need a cup. You need a cup of shut the fuck up.
So if you, like, you know, if you feel like eating broccoli is something that you, it makes you feel better and you like doing it, you know, cool.
Nobody don't make else everybody else eat that. Fucking broccoli.
Like, unless
right,
you have
like
a good reason.
Example.
Like broccoli, so broccoli has good health
benefits.
Like
yeah.
Broccoli affects me in a positive way, or it has good health benefits. Cool. All right. If there's no reasoning behind you eating broccoli, just eat your goddamn broccoli and keep it to yourself. You know, you don't need to announce it to everyone. I don't know, get a t-shirt or some shit. I don't care. But, I mean, I am almost turned off more by what people have to say about, like, everybody needs to get that vaccine. Well, I need to see more reasoning behind that before I can do that. Because that's like everybody needs to have a new phone or a new car or new this, new that.
No.
I don't believe in that.
I am hoping that you have great reasonings to get it other than just you were told to get it. That's all I have to...
Yeah, and I think we can wrap this up, and that's more than enough said there. If you're in the age range where you think you need it, then okay. But, like, just do your research. Overall, I just want to encourage people to, like, in anything that you're doing in life, and I don't know why I feel like I need to say this, but I just do because I see so much stupidity out there.
Like, this is like getting a tattoo.
Think about what
don't
you're doing
get it.
Before
this
you
is
do
for
it.
Life.
Like, don't just do things because everybody else is doing it, or you think that everybody else, that's just the good thing to do. Like, pay attention to what you're doing, people. God, especially when you're fucking driving.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was going to try to keep this a positive episode. I feel like I'm getting off
track. We're going to. That was just a little snippet of a topic that we wanted to talk about. Back to the updates, though.
Awesome weekend last weekend.
Yes. My dad came to visit from South Carolina to help my brother out with his new house.
Hell yeah.
Holler at the M dog. I don't know.
Oh, shit. The Mart one.
I don't know if he would want me to harp on too much that, you know, for once his children got to take care of him.
So. We'll just leave it at that. If you don't know anymore, we'll tell you. I wish I would have been there for that. But anyway.
There are some pictures. Yes, we went to the Renaissance Festival.
And I posted this, I shared it on Facebook. And it was a picture of us. We were down in South Carolina where the freaking rally thing happened. What was the name of that place?
Suck Bang Blow?
No.
The Beaver?
No, it was the last place we stopped at, where this little, by the river in the back, whatever, where this boat's docked up, and we walked down to look at it.
Oh, the Boathouse.
The Boathouse. Really awesome place.
I have been updating our stuff. Apparently, I have a lot more videos that I have mentioned to post than pictures, but all of the pictures have been so far up to Instagram. I am waiting on some videos to then be posted to the Facebook.
Yeah, so, we always have a blast when all four of us hang out. So that was a really fun weekend. And I got a shout out. I got a new place to shout out. We were on our way down there. So I left work in Mount Joy and went down on Friday to meet Sherry, her place.
We then drove from there down to my brother's,
which is another hour drive. So on the way down there, basically Danny was basically making us choose where to go to down there. And remember, the closest place to his place was this was Old Stein.
Yep, the Old Stein.
Old Stein,
like a German.
And I was thinking, like, okay, so we go there. If it's shitty, we'll go somewhere else because we're that close to his place. They met us there. Wow, I was so impressed. Like, the customer service is great there because everything is German. It's not like you'd be like, I'll take a Yingling draft. Like, nope, they don't have it. But they had Oktoberfest. It was good, and you had something that resembled a
something similar to a Blue Moon, but that was honestly, I feel a little bit better than a Blue Moon. It was really good.
I was impressed.
Then and it came with the tall, nice glass that, you know, you want to get that usually a Blue Moon would come in. Like an actual Blue Moon, where it's like thin at the bottom and thick at the top.
Did she end up giving you an orange peel too? She put that in there?
Yes, yes.
Cool.
I was a crazy person and asked for a fruit.
And she's actually, she was actually from Connecticut.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Were you going to talk more about food?
No, I was actually going to stand up. This is my back hurts. Okay.
Well, the funny thing about the Stein is that my dad had been there a couple days before because my brother and my dad love to just tell me things at the last minute, I guess. My brother told me on Saturday, hey, Dad's coming tomorrow. And so it was a week until we actually saw him, but I was like, oh, cool, great notice. And then on Sunday when my dad was there, he said, hey, I'm in town. Cool, great notice again. Just throwing it out there. It is now out there for everybody to hear about your guys' and how you let everyone know.
Do you know what a really strong drink is and you can get at a German bar?
What?
Moonstein. Okay, well,
I don't know if anybody
jokes,
else
but
is
that
laughing,
was
but you're laughing, Joe. Yeah. So. But so, they had been to the Stein the day before for lunch, and then that was when I met them down there on Thursday, because I had a long week of driving, because I got somebody to pick up my shift on Friday so that I could have more time hanging out with my dad, so I met them down there Thursday. And like I said, they had already been this time. So that night, we had went to the Bayside Grill, and then whatever. I went and I met Joe. We all came down. We're at the Stein. And my dad can't find his card. And the last place that he remembers going was the Home Depot. And then the night before, when I was down, we were at the Legion. And so he went to, like, he called the Home Depot, and he went to the two other places that were around the corner, and they didn't happen. Mind you, like, I paid, no worries there, everything was taken care of, so, and then we get home, and he calls his card company. I swear to God, he was probably on the phone for like 30 minutes, but.
And you couldn't talk to him then either, because he was just really all about.
No, he was all about finding his phone and either cutting it off or finding it, you know, like that's a critical moment, just like if somebody's missing.
Yeah.
Within 24 hours, you got to get that shit handled, because somebody could have it. So, needless to say, he didn't have his card, but it was at the bar that we were sitting at because he left it there for lunch the day before. So we left the place that he left his card at to go find his card elsewhere, but it was there the whole time. I thought that was a really funny story.
It was really funny.
And, Joe, you weren't there, but when I was there when we were at the Legion with my aunt and uncle as well, shout out to Terry and Denny. They had a fun time camping with us.
Yeah, missed you guys there.
Loved the art thing that I whipped out.
What'd you whip out?
But we were talking about Joe and I's podcast, and Denny had a party story for when my dad was telling him on how he was listening to our party episode on where he found out when all the CDs were stolen from the house from that party.
Yeah.
And so he was telling Denny and Terry that, and Denny was like, man, I mean, there was one time that Terry and I went away, and Michael, my cousin, had a party at the house, and there was one small time, they wouldn't have known that there was a party at the house until they looked in the oven to find a beer can just chilling in the oven, like, I think that was my dad's story, but he was like, man, my friends sucked. They were just asking for me to get caught putting that fucking beer in the oven. But the one that happened, oh my gosh. I just had the whole story in my head.
Brain fart. I could smell it.
It was
smells bad.
Oh my God. It was a really good party story, and I was like, man, I'm going to tell that on the podcast.
Well, I can tell. I'll start about something that we can circle back on if you didn't catch. So, our birthday weekend, it falls, well, it's birthday week, we'll call it birthday week. Yours is September 28th?
Yep.
28th, okay. And mine is October 1st. So first weekend in October, we are going to go to one of my favorite places ever. We're going to go up to the cabin.
The cabin!
We're going to party up there. We're going to have some fun. We're going to take CDs up there. Play CDs. You guys remember what CDs are? Yeah. I am excited to... And I think I might buy it. I can't think of any other CD that... You know, I can think of a lot of CDs I could listen to, like, front to back. But the one that would be, like, somewhat appropriate that everybody would enjoy, you know, across the board, would probably be Make Yourself by Incubus. Everybody recognized songs on there, kind of, you know.
Yeah, sorry for the tractor. Big-ass fucking tractor.
Lancaster County. Only Lancaster County.
And it's amazing that you couldn't even hear the horse and buggy behind it. Because usually that's all you hear in our episodes.
It's a bunch of horse shit.
It's a buggy.
I'm excited for that. We're planning for that. Up in Icksburg. Perry County.
Yeah.
I had a lot of rain this week. Wednesday was a lot of rain this week. It was like a record rainfall. Harrisburg got almost... I don't want to say a number because I'm going to screw it up, but the fifth highest rainfall amount in history?
Yeah.
Crazy.
All we got in Baltimore was just a bunch of wind. I mean, we got some rain the night before the tornado hit, but all we got was wind and stuff. The tornado hit Annapolis, and when I was leaving my mom's yesterday, they told me to go down Mill Swamp Road because it was blocked off before with how many trees went down. I've probably taken you down the back road like one time.
Yeah.
But man, you can just, like, where the road is, it just was in the field to the left and it fucked it all up, and then it just passed the road and then went to the other side and just fucked the whole right side up too. It looks insane. Like, you can see where it fucking went.
It's quite a visual.
Yeah. And I wish we had YouTube so you see my gestures, because I'm a gestury person.
There you go.
I actually had somebody at the bar make fun of me for how I was gesturing. They were like, oh yeah? And then did what I did, and I was like, well,
I think it's more sound effects.
Yeah. I'm a sound effects person too. I'm just extra all around.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, mainly in the backside. Anyway. Oh, okay. So, my buddy Todd Coyle works at a Mercedes-Benz dealership, so he works for a junkyard. Anyway. So they're at his dealership, the roof got torn off.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my high school too, South River, in their back lot where the field is, you know, where the people do, like, say the announcements and stuff and what's going on, like, when they're the announcers for the games.
Oh, yeah.
They sit in, like, a booth or whatever. That whole thing was torn down.
Holy shit.
All over the place. They can still have games and stuff, but they did have to postpone one. But I was like, that's crazy. And I was weird because I had just stayed up late and was laying in bed and for some reason was thinking about storms and what makes, like, a cyclone a cyclone, what's a twister and a tornado.
You know what? There's an awesome storm. So if you go on YouTube and look up, like, Hurricane Katrina, there's some graphics, some actual, like models that they make of how a hurricane or tornado, like, operate, how it works, how it's formed, how it's, like...
Well, so...
Very interesting.
With the research I did, I'm not 100% correct, but they're all considered, quote-unquote, storms. A twister is a tornado. Like, when I looked up the definition of a twister, it said tornado. So... Yeah. A twister is a tornado, and that is the most condensed storm of them all because it is in such a small diameter,
and
whatever,
one,
proximity.
And one, like a tornado, as far as hurricane and tornado, one rotates clockwise,
yes.
The other rotates counterclockwise.
Which is weird. So and then a hurricane would be probably in the most area covered of a storm. Like, it's at its biggest. So, like, a tornado is really small and twisty, and then the bigger is a hurricane.
That sounds horrific.
And then a storm is just fuck storm. Is just,
that what? Sounds horrific.
Hurricane, ha ha ha.
That's better than the other one. Okay. It's building in suspense.
I guess.
Yeah, that's what she said.
But yeah, so, hearts go out to anybody who's been, affected by storms.
It was crazy enough having all the rain everything. Around here. Philadelphia was burnt, like, had, a lot of,
hopefully you got good insurance. Now, would that be under, like, house insurance, property insurance, or, like, health and life insurance?
I don't know.
I guess it might have been.
Not sure. I'm not probably sure about that one.
I guess that would. Do you have house insurance?
Mm-hmm. I believe you have to if you have a mortgage on your house.
So, like, it's the same thing as having renter's insurance being a renter.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, you have to. Cool, yeah,
that's what I have, and...
I'm going to go off on another one here. I got kind of excited. I was, for some reason this week, I was watching 2014 NFC playoff game. There goes our shade.
I thought you were going to talk about the Leonard Kenny bloopers that you've been watching.
No, no, I'll get on that too. But NFC Championship, Packers Seahawks. And being that Emma lives there now, I thought I'd look up some places just to see where she's at. So I know where she's at. I know where Pike's Market is at. Watch the edge of your chair there. I want to know, like, some places to go. Oh, we're gonna.
Yeah, well, we're not gonna have shade for the rest of the episode. Then that's fine, because that's way too far away. I cannot reach.
Let's hold that there. So we're going to set up our shade thing again while we're talking. But I looked up Pike's Market. I definitely want to go there. And I'll check out the stadium, too. We'll just walk around it or whatever because I'm into my football. But we want to know, has anybody been to Seattle? Do you know, like, some good restaurants to go?
No.
Pulled the wrong end down. Fucked it all up. Sorry. Slipped for some shade. It's freaking hot out here.
Yeah, we love our squeaky chairs too.
Yeah.
If you haven't gotten sick of those. Here and in our. Also, other than the Seattle needs to, we are getting ready to go to Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that one. Yeah, November.
Going in November.
Gatlinburg.
You just. Yes. Cool.
That'll work.
Tennessee. We're gonna be going in November in the beginning, which will be super fun. We're going with Joe's family. Staying from Wednesday to Saturday. And then we'll do some traveling on the way back, stopping at some places on the way back on Saturday, and then we'll have Sunday to chill.
Yeah, and I was down there in 2008. My brother and his wife got married, but I never really checked the area out. So I'm excited. It'll be another, state line that we can cross off our list somewhere we've been together.
State lines.
So, yeah. All right. I'm not sure exactly we crossed here. I'm sure, like, West Virginia, maybe North Carolina a little bit before we get to Tennessee. Mm-hmm. But it's in the central part of Tennessee.
Yeah, that is going to be a long 2 days for me, Tuesday and Wednesday, because I will be waking up Tuesday morning to go do some cleans. And then going to Peter's to close at 2 a.m. And then, which 2 hours later, I will meet Joe and we will leave to head down to Tennessee.
Hopefully I get there by 1, 2 o'clock.
Be sleeping
Wednesday afternoon.
Sleeping in the car for the ride.
Hopefully not the whole ride. But It's all right. We travel well together, so I'm not too concerned about it. No. Nope. Be all right. Take a trusty old Hyundai down there.
You need to get to my house after work so that you can sleep in order to drive.
So Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge area. I don't know much about it. I guess you should do some research. I've done some research on the Seattle end of things, but I got that's a next year thing.
Yeah.
I got to figure out what's in. The reason why we're actually going to, part of the reason why we're doing that is because my brother's boys are really into the Titanic, and there's something down there on the Titanic, like a life-size replica or a museum or something like that. So that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
So we're going to try to save that by Thursday. So, you know.
We're going to have to say all the corny quotes while we're there. Like, if there's a replica of the boat, I mean, you need to hold my back while I put my arms out in front of it. I actually have a picture of me and my friend Bethany doing that when we went to Colorado and got to see the foxes. I'll find that picture and post it. But yeah, the most recent thing that is coming to fruition is on Wednesday, September 8th.
Oh boy.
Kesha! I'm going to see Kesha! My friend Marcy got me tickets to Kesha to make me feel better when Bailey passed. And also, like, in memory of Bailey, I made my own shirt. Also, not to mention, you know, Kesha has a cat song. That she's sitting in her bed with three cats wondering some stuff, and Marcy has three cats. But so I made a cat shirt, and I'm glad nobody's gonna hear this before it comes out, so you'll have to go find me on Facebook and see all my pictures. It's really cute. Meow.
As Bob is here listening, I don't know. Is he there? Yeah, he's there. Yeah, he's loving life.
It's also interesting because at first, Marcy just got the tickets for her and I, and then she was like, well, I mean, we have to invite Jason, our friend that, he's a flight attendant, and we've gone to Kesha, like, Marcy, Jason, and I went to Kesha together for the first time. Mm. We saw him down at Pier 6, her down at Pier 6, and it was super fun. We almost got on her tour bus to smoke with her, but it didn't happen.
Son of a bitch.
So close, though. Boot blunts are a thing. so really excited. We are three of us that work at Peter's will be off that day for it.
Oh, boy.
So.
Look out for these people.
Yeah, she says she just started buying tickets for people. And was like, you're coming, and you're coming, and you're coming. You got a ticket to Kesha, and you got a ticket to Kesha. So it's going to be fun. I'm going to be covered in glitter for a week, even though I'm just never not covered in glitter.
The last concert that I went to was with Jared, and it wasn't in Maryland, but it was a band that's from Maryland. Uh-huh. Kix.
Kix.
80s band.
I like that cereal. They don't make it anymore.
Made that reference before a while ago.
Maybe I did?
No, I have. I've talked about going to that concert before because it was awesome.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me mentioning the cereal.
I'm sure you did when I mentioned it.
Kix were good. Kix were one of the like universal cereals that I could like. I used to mix my cereals a lot, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Kix, and Honeycombs. That was like
Honeycombs.
Yes.
I haven't had honeycombs in a long time.
Honeycombs are so
good. Does anybody else like feel kind of judged when they pick out cereal at the grocery store?
No, what? Are you getting some sugary Cinnamon Toast Crunch and you feel like...
See, I would...
Is that why you get Raisin Bran every time?
Not necessarily. I do have a complex about it, though, sometimes. Depending on who it is, just like... I remember
That's weird. No, you should buy the cereal you want.
Well, on the other hand, it kind of helps me out there because, like, it's almost my conscience helping me out too. It's just like, don't be buying any bullshit here.
I went through a long period of time of not having cereal. Like, that was my go-to as a kid, waking up for school, when you get some cereal and you go to school. Like, that was the thing. And ever since then, I don't know, I just... It's very rare that I have a bowl of cereal. Like, since we've been together, which is over a year now, I've maybe had 3 bowls of cereal.
One was this morning.
One was this morning.
And it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And that was because I didn't feel like making anything. Because you saw how I wrapped it up.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to mention, too, I didn't tell you. So we went to the Renaissance Fair in...
Crownsville
last weekend, which we'll touch on a little bit again. But I had to drive to pick up my taillight, which got busted out last weekend. Thank you for whoever you are. I had to drive past the PA Renaissance Fair to get to the junkyard to grab my taillight.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. I was like, oh, shit, it's right there.
That was on Monday. The Renaissance is awesome. I don't think I've ever walked the entire thing until this past weekend with you guys. But this past time and last year, not last year, sorry, 2020 was just a skip a year. 2019, I had went, and I dressed up the 2 times. So I like dressing up, and it was fun. I got a cute little picture of that after Joe picked out the little flower headdress for me.
Yeah.
And I also have so many videos that I will be posting to the Facebook.
Yes.
I just need to edit them a little bit. They're of it was just posted.
Yeah, it's not right though. Oh, there it is.
It was just up there.
Yeah.
Lots of videos on my dad throwing stars, Danny throwing stars, Joe and Danny throwing knives, Danny and Joe throwing axes, and Danny doing the hammer bell where you throw the hammer and the thing goes up and dings the bell. So I have a lot of fun videos with that. I kind of wish that we all recorded ourselves in the maze and then like I... put it together because
I was like running through. I was like running.
It was quite funny. And there was one point where I hid right behind a dead end because I heard a kid coming and I scared the shit out of him. I kind of felt bad, but it was hilarious because I was walking that way and a little girl came around. She was like, it's a dead end back there. And I was like, ooh, okay. So I walked back anyways just because I knew I heard a kid following me.
My gosh.
But that actually reminds me, I don't know if I've ever said it on the podcast, but a funny thing when it comes to like mazes and whatnot, and we were at the Field of Screams and I was with an ex and we were going through a small little tunnel that we weren't able to hold hands anymore, and There was a small little in-between part where there was a gap and it wasn't so tiny. And then you go back into like a small little tunnel. And in between that gap where it wasn't so small, a creepy clown bitch took me and pushed me into a creepy little tunnel that I had to walk through myself. But it ended up being a shortcut. So I popped up in front of everybody. So my brother and his girlfriend at the time passed. And I was waiting for my ex to come out of the tunnel because I knew we were behind them. And I said, hey! And he said, because he was holding somebody else's hand that he thought was mine.
Yeah, there you go. Let me make sure they heard that.
But it was like, again, I like to think of things as movie scenes. And that was one of those scary movie scenes. Like, he's holding on to someone else's hand because he thought it was me.
My gosh.
But yeah, so I'm excited for Kesha because we all are going to dress up in different colors of the rainbow. I'm purple. With my cat shirt,
It's going to be fun during the week.
Be
cool.
Yeah. It's going to be a busy week though, so we have off all of us on Wednesday. I had to move one of my cleanings to another day in order to have the whole day off. And I told them, I said, hey, I know, like, I got the whole day off now, but I'm still going to be closing tier at 2 o'clock in the morning, so I won't be ready to get up until, like, 11, 12, so just, I'm starting at noon. But, yep, that'll be a fun day, and then going back to work. But yeah, with the whole concert and vaccination thing, to circle back to that, I am not getting my shot. So you either need to have proof of vaccination or a negative test that's within 72 hours. And now, just to be extra sure and careful that I have all the right stuff, I'm going tomorrow to get tested, the one that takes a couple days, and then the day before I will be getting the rapid test, so that I will then have two negative tests to show, because that's just dumb. What did you say about Samaria and getting fined for needing proof of vaccination?
Florida passed a bill. They're fining businesses, government agencies, $5,000 if they
require.
Yes.
Proof of vaccination.
Yes.
There we go. Because it's bullshit, and you should never, like, that's like asking people, like, you have to get your flu shot if you want to work here.
Yeah, I definitely know. I know my opinion on that. I'm thankful for Brad, like, actually showing me that. I'm not out there actively looking for reasons to get the shot or to not get the shot. I am just going off my gut feeling, which has served me pretty well as of recent. I haven't, you know, I don't want to dive into too much. I'm like, you know, my first two marriages didn't really use a whole freaking gut feeling thing too well, but as of then I kind of dialed it in, and I just, my gut feeling is not to, like, it's just not to do this. I have a feeling, I just don't, this is not a good thing to do.
I really don't want to.
Oh.
For a second I thought they were going to make us, but I feel like they can't make us do that. Once it comes to them making everybody get a shot, we are no longer the land of the free.
It's not that good of a thing. It's not God's gift to the universe that everybody gets vaccinated.
Literally,
it's not that good of a thing to do. It's
please,
actually pretty
if
bad.
You are out there and you have had the shot and there are actual benefits from us, we need to know, because So far there seems to be no benefits from it other than maybe making you feel better about the vaccine. I mean, the virus still being out there, but you can still spread it. You can still get it. What the fuck is the point?
I don't know of any other reason besides everybody else is doing it. And from back in preschool, I'm pretty sure that wasn't a thing then either. So that didn't fly then. I don't, it's not going to fly now for me, at least. I need to know.
And also,
give me some,
I would love
here
to hear from the people that got COVID and then also got the shot, because you already had it. You have the antibodies. Why would you then? And I said this when, and with our six shots episode, talking about this a little bit, but I would then like to see the statistics on people that had COVID and got the shot, and then people that didn't have COVID and got the shot, and how their reactions were to the shot. Because people that had COVID before and got the shot, I heard they got really, like, way more sick after getting the shot, even though they had already had COVID. So it's like, it's kind of like you were giving it to them twice, like saying, hey, fuck your antibodies, we're going to test them.
And I don't want to hear all this, like, stops the spread bullshit, because
it doesn't.
It's still happening. So I just don't understand the logic. I know we said
we
didn't get into it, we kind of got into it already.
Let it take its course. You know, just let it take its course. It's just like the fucking flu. It'll go away. I really don't think it's... I mean, summer...
I almost
summer,
think... From
the
one,
fact that in the middle of the hottest week, there was a spike was crazy, because at first, when the virus came out, son, like, literally, the worst thing we could have done was lock ourselves inside, because vitamin D weakened it. So, and inevitably, they made it stronger by putting us inside. Nothing to say? No?
I don't know. I didn't want to dig into it too much. I feel like we're diving right into it. It could be another episode.
Well.
But I think I've stated my opinion on it. And this is what the biggest thing that bothers me is the fact that, like, we can't, like, disagree. People can't disagree and get along. If you disagree with someone, you have to hate them.
Right.
When has that ever been?
Also,
I need to see. I don't see anything.
We're just using.
I don't see the reason to do it.
Right, and we're just using this, our platform of our podcast to just state our opinions. We're not coming at you. If you really think that the vaccine helps, that's you. Cool. Then just don't listen. I don't know. It's all a personal preference and an age-required restriction. Do what you want to do, not what somebody tells you to do.
Just be smart and be educated all the way around.
Yeah, do your research.
Like, stop all this, like, doing shit because everybody else... You don't need a new phone. You don't need a new car. You don't need a new house. You don't need, like, you don't need this, that, and the other thing.
Don't fix it if it ain't broken.
You don't, like, need to be vaccinated unless, like, give me a good reason. I don't know. Like, it seems really dangerous.
And, like, when I had...
Don't give me all this. It's
COVID,
safe. That's doesn't give me
the
anything.
The only thing that happened when I went in was I got tested. They said... Cool, you have it. Now go be quarantined. And, you know, if you really feel bad, take some Tylenol. There was no antibiotics. There was no medicine that they requested for me to take. So, they literally just said, you got it. Go let your immune system do its work and stay quarantined so you don't
get it. That's saying a lot right there. That's saying a lot right there. What do you need vaccinated for if the doctor telling you that your own body's going to take care of it itself? I don't understand that. I do not. I don't understand that at all.
And I said this before, and I think our Six Shots episode, that this won't be over until either everyone's vaccinated or everyone that isn't vaccinated has gotten it.
Well, and you can't tell me, like, the deadliest virus ever, the only way to treat it is a vaccination? You've got to be kidding me.
A vaccination that was made up really fast that is being tested. Go watch that video that we talked about in the beginning.
Yeah, please check that video out. Check the video out. I'm going to tell it to you again one more time what it was. Check it out for yourself. It's Trump's doctor, and it's not just Trump's doctor, it's a few, he treated a bunch of different people, so don't make it too political here, but Trump's doctor, Vladimir Zelenko,
spell the name?
Vladimir is Vladimir, Zelenko is Zelenko, talks to Israeli politicians and health minister about vaccine.
Okay.
So give it a listen, and then make your judgments, but...
And if you don't know our email yet to where you can email us, it is csljoesherry@gmail.com. So it's csljoesherry@gmail.com. And you can find us on Instagram, Crossing State Lines, _. And then on Facebook, the podcast Crossing State Lines. Very, very close to being updated with videos and pics, so you will no longer have to hear about how I'm behind on that anymore.
There you go.
And I think we'll end it off here. Thank you for listening. And love you guys. Also, real quick, because I took a picture of exactly how many different places that we have listening. United States, Germany, Netherlands, Kenya, Brazil, and Romania. And there's one more under there. That's new, but thank you all for listening. And someone somewhere
is on a porch after they crossed state lines.
Okay.
Yeah. We get tired, so there we go.
Yeah. Someone somewhere is crossing state lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.